As part of the El Paso Community Foundation's Jewel Box series, El Paso playwright Ted Carber Jr., who brought us last year's delightful Precious Heart, returns with The Banging Bell, a comedy about a group of women who plan to be the belles of the ball at the annual cotillion. But infidelity, a corpulent corpse, and a dim-witted deputy could get in their ways. Banging the Bell opens at the Philanthropy Theater May 20th and then transfers to the EPCC Forum Theater May 26th through June 4th. Here to tell us all about it are playwright Ted Carber and actress Rafaela Grafos. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you,
Marina.
So, Ted, this is your second play for the Jewel Box series?
It is, indeed, yes.
And do you write them specifically for the Jewel Box, or are these works that you already had in your bag of tricks?
They're works that had been done previously. Precious Heart had a production history prior to being done for the Jewel Box series. It had been done in a number of Midwest cities, directed and presented mostly by a man whose name is Greg Smith. Banging the Bell was probably written 5 years ago, has had a number of readings. It was premiered in Columbus, Ohio, and this will be its second series of productions in El Paso.
So what are your ties to the Midwest?
The man who basically found my work when he was working at the Dayton Playhouse 25 years ago and fell in love with my play, Precious Heart, and has produced a number of my plays ever since.
Really?
Yes.
So a fan found you and that's it. You're the king of the Midwest.
I am famous. I'm famous in Ohio.
Oh, everything is big in Ohio.
That's right.
Now, Rafaela, how did you come to be a part of this piece?
Well, Ted and I have worked together for, we were talking about it right now, close to 12 years, something like that. He was directing at the Aardvark Theater.
Yes.
And
years ago.
Years mm-hmm. ago. Uh-huh. And he had an audition for Bernarda Alba. And I had done it before when I was younger, and I loved the play.
Uh-huh.
So I tried out, and I got the part of Bernarda. And then we just started doing other things. I did Wit at the Aardvark. I did Line in the Winter. And so we've worked together in that manner. And so I was very excited about this play because since we've known each other for years before
yes.
he wrote the play, I've been aware of the play. So
So you knew he had this idea?
Well, he had us at certain points read it, and so he could hear. I don't know. It was just wonderful. And I thought, it's going to be so great when it's ready to go. And so when it was ready to go, I was all set.
And Ted, did you know that Rafaela was going to play? Which part does she play?
She plays Marlene.
Did you know she was Marlene?
She was up for two different parts, and she read both parts. And her power on the stage, she has great power on the stage. She has incredible presence on the stage. And Marlene kind of drives the play forward. And Rafaela has had experience doing that. She knows how to handle a script on the stage. And so she was a shoo-in for that role, and she's done a magnificent job. She just pushes the play forward and makes it do what it's supposed to do, and it's really great. She's doing a great job, along with all the other women in the show.
That's another aspect that's unique. You know, you have this wonderful cast of mature women running the whole thing.
That's right.
Was that always the way it was supposed to be?
Yes, it is a play about five mature women. The parts are not written for ingenue age women. It's written for mature actresses. They're women who've probably are in their 50s and 60s. They've known each other for many, many, many years. They've been friends. They've seen each other's ups and downs. And because they know each other so well, when people know each other this well, they tend to speak to each other in a kind of comedic language. And that's how these women speak to each other. They know each other very, very well.
So it's funny because, yeah, when you know each other, you can be funny, but you also know the buttons to push, right?
That's right.
Right.
And they do.
Exactly. Exactly.
That was going to be my question. My next question, is there some button pushing too?
And every woman in the play has her own personality and the interactions that happen just add to the comedy. It's one of these situations where we sometimes have to stop because we're all laughing so hard at we know the play and yet
It's still funny.
Because even though we know it, sometimes we're just cracking up at the delivery that somebody gave to certain words, at some kind of movement. And it's just a thoroughly enjoyable rehearsal time because you're enjoying every minute of it, you know.
So what are the tricks that you employ to not laugh? Let's say, I mean, y'all are closing out the season. This is a big deal. And I just wonder, you know, you see the actors on Saturday Night Live just trying so hard, although they'll cover their mouth, or they'll kind of look away. What are your tools of the trade for try not to lose it?
You try to take your mind elsewhere and move on with what you are going to be doing. It happens all the time.
Right.
In terms when you're working with a comedy, it happens even sometimes when it's not a comedy and unexpected things happen. And you just always have to keep the character and act within the boundaries of that character. If that character would not have laughed, then you bite your tongue and you don't laugh.
You just
never break character. That, I guess, would be the rule that never should get broken. You never, never break character.
And this kind of speaks to your point that Marlene, Rafaela's character, keeps driving the play. It sounds
That's
like
right.
She's in the driver's seat for sure.
That's exactly right. She does drive the play forward. And these other women, eventually, in the second act, they do make these comments about, you better watch out for her.
Is she the bossy pants?
She's under pressure, no telling what she'll do. So it's pretty funny. And they're all developing these wonderful characters on the stage. And there are two men in the stage. Mike Bernstein plays the sheriff. And Sean Nixon, with whom I've worked many, many times when I was at Aardvark, he's playing the deputy, poor, poor Ludie Beaver, who's not the brightest bulb in the box. And very funny characterizations and great work. And they're all a delight to work with.
How do you put your head in the head of five women? One, I think, is hard. How do you do five?
My mother was a seamstress, and she did public work. She did dressmaking for the public. And I remember the living room being filled with women. And back then, of course, this would have been in the late 60s and early 70s. The women would sit around in their slips, and they would wait for their fittings. My mother would take them into her bedroom and do the fittings. And I remember them sitting there drinking coffee and smoking cigarettes and talking. And I learned to have a porous mind for this dialogue that women have with each other. It's that kind of open, unfettered dialogue. They don't have any men around to cause them to be cautious.
Right.
So I think that's where it came from. I think I learned to listen to the way people speak, and I learned to listen particularly to the way women speak. And I have the ability, I think, to write down what they would say.
So what do you think, Rafaela? Did he write like a woman for you?
Oh, yeah. And I don't write. That's just not any kind of talent or skill that I have. But with Ted, he starts writing, and then the characters take over, and they start saying, we don't want to go there. We're going here. And based on his experiences, the dialogue becomes so believable. And when you go see it, and I know you will.
Of course.
You are going to laugh and laugh because these women are people that are everyday people in a very unusual circumstance. And they're enjoyable. And you almost see them at the dances, you know, talking and saying, and well, you know, and it's like an intimate environment in a stage. We have our own little life that we're living there and getting upset about this and then making a comment about that. And it's wonderful. It's a wonderful play.
When you describe the women, they're described as Belles, B-E-L-L-E-S's.
Correct.
But the play is called Banging the Bell.
Correct.
B-E-L-L.
Right.
So without giving anything away, can you tell us
It certainly has a double meaning, I will say that. And I think people will come and go, oh my gosh, I would never expect that.
you did say it's for mature audiences.
It is. You know, we don't ever use the F-bomb. It's never in the play. There's not a foul word in the play. But it deals with mature instances, and they deal with them very funny in a very humorous way.
Got it. Any other secrets you can let out without telling us the secret?
Well, the corpse does play a very big part in the play. I can tell you that. It's very, very important.
So is there an actual person playing the corpse? Or
no.
Okay.
No.
So it's the alluded to, much talked about.
Correct. There you go. Yeah.
Well, give us the details, because at this point, you've got this wonderful cast of beautiful, mature women running this play. And that's unheard of. Those parts are hard to come by.
Right.
And especially when it's all mature women all the time. I love it. Tell us how we can get to your shows and give us the dates and the rundowns and all that jazz.
It will be at the Philanthropy Theater downtown, which is part of the Jewelbox series, which is part of the Plaza Theater Annex. It will be there on Saturday, May 20th at 7 p.m., Sunday, May 21st at 2:30 p.m. And tickets are available for that performance at the Plaza Box Office and Ticketmaster. And then it will transfer to the El Paso Community College Trans Mountain Forum Theater, which is out in the Northeast, May 26th through June 4th, Fridays and Saturdays at 8 p.m., Sundays at 2:30. Those tickets are available at the Forum Theater box office only. You cannot purchase them on Ticketmaster.
So we have plenty of opportunity to see it.
You do.
But I do recommend that people see it at the Philanthropy because it's a gorgeous theater. It's made for this.
Mm-hmm.
And
it
y'all
is
are
amazing.
Closing out the season.
Yes. It's
we're looking forward to this.
You know, it's charming that they've let me do this twice now, that they've let me close their glorious season. And I feel very honored that they're doing that. And I feel very lucky that I'm getting to do this as well. Everyone there at the Community Foundation has been wonderful to me, and they've been really, really accommodating with what we've needed. And so it's been a really good experience all the way around.
Well, we feel lucky to have a playwright such as you in our community and a wonderful actress such as you. In our community. Today, my guests have been playwright Ted Carber and actress Rafaela Grafos. Thank you so much for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you for
having
us.
Thank you, Marina.